Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, we're going to be talking about one of your favorite things. We're talking about moans here, hormones. That's right.
And estrogen.
I know. Powered up with a little estrogen here. So, in this case, we're looking at the link between dementia and estrogen. And we brought back one of our regulars, Dr. Maish Seibel, who is one of America's leading experts on women's health and menopause, the editor of My Menopause magazine, and also the founder of the DrSeibelAcademy.com and FreeMenopauseHelp.com. Listen, everyone out there in Her Radio Land, log on to FreeMenopauseHelp.com, and you're going to get something very special. Dr. Seibel, what will they get?
I'm going to offer your listeners a year free subscription to My Menopause magazine, which has the latest information in such easy ways to make sense out of this crazy time of life.
It is such a great magazine.
Well, we thank you.
Yes, thank you. Our listeners,
thank
you.
Okay, what is the relationship between dementia and estrogen?
It is huge. It is absolutely huge. And, you know, like my mother joked with me once, she said, you know, of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most. And the thing about it is that people joke about this all the time.
I love that.
The fact of the matter is it's not a joking matter because 14.7% of Americans over 70 have some type of dementia. And Alzheimer's is now the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and it affects 20% more women than men. And the prevalence is expected to triple by 2050, and that's going to cost like $20 trillion. So women, you know, they worry about hot flashes, but many really worry, at least my patients, are really worried about getting dementia. And we do know that there is a big association about estrogen and progestins and dementia. And we know this from the Women's Health Initiative Memory Study. It's called the Women's Health Initiative Memory Study. The acronym is called the WIMS study. And there's this window I want to tell you about. It's so important because it has to do with when menopause comes. And as a matter of fact, if you go to free menopause quiz, you can find out if you're in early premenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, freemenopausequiz.com. But here's the thing. Women who started on estrogen and progestin after age 65 in the Women's Health Initiative study had an increased risk of Alzheimer's. They nearly doubled their risk of Alzheimer's disease. And this frightened everyone because, you know, you take estrogen and progestin, you double your risk of Alzheimer's. But here's the deal. What if estrogen and progestin or estrogen only are given earlier? And there's some evidence that it might actually lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease if it's begun within 5 years of menopause beginning. Because in one study, those who began the hormones within 5 years of menopause had a 26% reduction in Alzheimer's disease. 26% reduction. But those who used it only late in life had a 46% increased risk. And if they used it throughout, early and late, there wasn't a substantial effect. So that's why go to free menopause quiz and find out if you're in menopause or early menopause or not. But here's what's important really lately. Lately, there's been this, what about the women with early menopause? Women in early
hysterectomies, menopause. Hysterectomies, right? Would that be right?
Full hysterectomy. If you have a hysterectomy and your ovaries are in, you stop having a period, but you're not in menopause.
Right.
But if your ovaries are taken out, no matter what age you are, you instantly go into menopause, even if your uterus is left in.
Right.
So here's the thing. Women who go through a surgical menopause, they take out their ovaries. Due to removal of one or both ovaries that takes them into menopause, are at a 70% increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Believe that. I cannot tell you how much I believe that because I had my hysterectomy, right? Had ovaries removed. I had no brain function because no one put me on the right treatment.
But here's the deal. if you go on estrogen at the time of the menopause caused by surgery, early menopause, and you stay on estrogen, and this assumes that estrogen is right for you. I'm not telling everyone to go on estrogen. I'm saying you have to talk with your doctor and see if it's right for you. But assuming you can, if you go on it from the time of premature or early menopause until the time of natural menopause, which is age 51 in the United States, bingo, magic, the risk goes away and you not at increased risk of dementia. This is huge.
Okay, Mesh. May I, so here's a challenge. I have a patient who's going to be going into a chemical menopause due to chemotherapy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and she has, and this is breast cancer, and she has an estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. So she can't take estrogen. She's going to go into menopause because of the chemotherapy. What is their risk, and what can we help them with?
Well, this is a real tough challenge. You know, about 10% of women anyway go into menopause before age 46. They're 45 and younger, so it's a lot of women. But in your case with this lady, it's very important to realize that she has a window of time, maybe 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, definitely no more than 10 years, where estrogen might be able to be added back in low amounts. Now, one possibility that's not yet been tried in cancer patients is this new medicine called Duo-V. Duo-V is a combination of a medicine called, it's a conjugated estrogen. It's what used to be Premarin. It's Premarin combined with a SERM, a selective estrogen receptor, that blocks estrogen's effect on the breast. Now, that hasn't been tried yet in breast cancer patients. Those studies will have to be forthcoming. But the theory is, in potential, this could be the ideal solution because she could be getting it and protecting her breast at the same time. Otherwise, you have to really talk with her. And the other things is she can certainly focus on all the lifestyle things, the exercise and all the things that you preach about. But estrogen is very helpful. And this is going to be a challenging type of situation for a lot of women.
I couldn't agree more.
So basically, we have the grand majority of women going into menopause around the age of 52 in the United States. And one of the things they are going to have to do is have a conversation based upon what you've said with their OBGYN and their primary care and saying, look, you know, I want to protect myself against Alzheimer's. It's so much more prevalent in women. You know, is this an opportunity to be able to introduce hormonal replacement therapy? Is it appropriate? This is a very, you know, individualized, customized conversation. And what you've said, Dr. Seibel, is that we all have to pay attention to this issue, this relationship between dementia and estrogen. Dr. Mesh Seibel, we thank you so much once again for being on her radio to help us understand the link between dementia and estrogen. Everyone, run on over to freemenopausehelp.com and pick up that free subscription to, oh my gosh, to my menopause magazine, and I think a prescription too at the same time to take better care of yourself.
For estrogen.
Absolutely. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Thank you for this great information, Dr. Seibel. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.